fruitful in your giving.
Amen.
I want to thank Reverend Matson for his prayer. I thank him for his service and being here along with the deacons that we have present.
God bless you.
We're going to move on into the message. Musician was not able to make it this morning. We do thank Brother Haynes for the beautiful music that he was.
Amen.
Amen. It took us back a little ways and remember those songs that we used to sing. But just for a few moments, those of you that are here and those of you that are listening via Facebook or our website, the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 15 through 17, actually 17a, the A part of that 17th verse.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 15 through 17. If you have it and you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
And I'm reading from the King James. And it says, "Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee.
Yes.
Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all that prey upon thee will I give for prey. Mm-hmm. For I will restore health unto thee,
amen,
and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
On today, I want to talk to you with this subject, from trepidation to restoration.
All right.
From trepidation to restoration. Trepidation, a feeling of fear or agitation about something that may happen.
All right.
That's the definition of trepidation. Synonyms for that word are words such as apprehension, anxiety, tension, and uneasiness. These are words and emotions and feelings that we are most likely familiar with. Amen?
Amen.
And so it helps us to understand when we talk about trepidation that most of us at some point have feelings of trepidation.
Right.
Psalms 27 and 14 is one of the favorite, one of our favorite verses of scripture in times of trouble.
Yes, sir.
For it says, "Wait on the Lord,
yeah,
and be of good courage, and he shall what? Strengthen thine heart."
Amen.
Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen.
What we often fail to confess is that it's hard to wait on the Lord. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Because we live in an instant society. We want instant gratification. We want instant relief. We don't want to wait. We want it when we want it because we simply want it.
Yes, sir.
And so suffering isn't easy, especially when you are jobless or sick, or plain just anxious about the state of your affairs.
All right.
It's hard to wait. Let's face it, life is, amen, life can be a big mess. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Life is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. We often say time is filled with swift transitions. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Things are constantly changing, and yes, life can get messy. Right. Things can be going full steam ahead.
Yes, sir.
Going in the right direction. And then, bam.
Right.
You get broadsided by something unexpected.
All right.
You just paid off your car. Before you can celebrate your newfound income, bam, transmission,
yes, sir,
goes out.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the doctor for your annual physical. You feeling great,
mm-hmm,
but bam, the trouble shows up in your blood work.
Yes.
Just paid off your house. Bam, taxes go up.
Yes.
Just landed a new job and you absolutely love it, and then bam, the company downsizes and you are the first,
yes sir,
one let go. Your life is cruising along at a peaceful pace, and bam, country gets hit with a pandemic.
All right.
An insurrectionist acts at the nation's capital.
Yes.
The first thing we think is, what did I do to deserve this?
I know you're right.
Or sometimes the answer is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But even when we did nothing to cause our grief, in retrospect, usually, amen, we usually come to realize that we could have made it less painful.
All right.
For instance, brothers and sisters, amen, we could have had a savings account for rainy days, or taken better care of ourselves, or even, amen, sustained ourselves with a healthier diet. Is that right?
All right.
Amen. We could minimize some of our problems. Amen. When we talk about even, and I'm not talking to you, I'm talking about myself, healthy eating. Do you realize that our foods, amen, here in this country, have preservatives in them that's banned in other countries?
Hmm.
But of course, we are driven by the capitalistic mentality.
All right.
And making more money. Amen. Which makes it increasingly difficult to do better, because we want stuff to have a longer shelf life, and amen, we want it to go a longer ways, and so amen, we allow these certain preservatives,
yes, sir,
amen, that we know and companies know that are detrimental to us.
All right.
And so we can do better in a lot of situations to minimize some of our problems. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're in the midst of a pandemic that none of us caused.
Mm.
By now, of course, amen, according to the logic of number 45, amen, we're suffering from a China virus.
All right.
Amen. And according to his logic, amen, diseased bats can only live in China and don't fly to other countries.
Wow.
Maybe this time it didn't start here, but amen, we could have been better prepared.
Yes, sir.
Because we've all heard about it and how it was dismissed that,
yes,
amen, President Obama and the previous administration, amen, had a manual on how to respond and, amen, to a pandemic and institute various recommendations. But
yes,
of course, that manual was thrown in the trash, and those that served in that particular branch of government was disbanded.
Yes.
It seemed like it was a smart move, amen, to remove that expense from the federal government's budget, but then bam,
wow,
we're hit with this pandemic.
Yes, sir.
And so when you are suffering the trepidation of life, amen, of a life turned upside down, the one thing you long for, amen, I know I do, is restoration.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, David cried. Amen. When he was hiding from an insane King Saul. Amen. And that's our cry today also. We cry for restoration. We don't like this new normal.
No.
We want things to return to the way they were.
All right.
Amen. But before we get too excited, things need to be better than the way they used to be.
Yes.
This global crisis has taught me what was ain't good enough.
Amen.
I know that's not proper grammar, but what was ain't good enough.
All right.
It has exposed our weaknesses and the inner demons that people possess.
Yes.
We must do better.
Amen.
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 And so that's exactly what Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, wanted during the days of the prophet Jeremiah. Judah had caused her own wounds through her disobedience. Her condition was critical, and her circumstance seemed incurable.
All right.
Jeremiah tried to warn Judah, but once again, they were steeped in disbelief that they never saw the siege coming.
Yes, sir.
They had stopped up their ears. You know how we do, amen, if not physically, amen, mentally, we will stop up our ears so that we cannot hear the word of God.
Amen.
God's word had become offensive to them, and it's offensive today to those that don't want to hear the corrective measure from the word of God.
All right.
So for the Babylonians, that was music to their ears because they conquered Judah with ease. It was, as they would say, a piece of cake. Judah's pandemic was slavery. Sure, they were permitted to live in Babylon, but they had to face the new normal of serving a heathen king.
All right.
The joy of life had been replaced with servitude. It was devastating to a nation that found itself in deep depression. No wonder the psalmist lamented, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?"
All right.
Amen. Many are asking this same question today. Amen. We are in, if not physically, mentally, we are in a strange land.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And we're asking ourselves and others, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But in spite of their disbelief, God heard Judah's cry of desperation.
Amen.
Amen. He could have ignored them the way they ignored him.
Yes.
Aren't you glad that God don't treat us the way we treat him?
Amen.
We can ignore God. We can forget about his commandments. We can forget about our duties. Amen. We can put God on the back burner.
All right.
Aren't you glad that God don't treat us that way?
Amen.
Amen. He sent yet another message through Jeremiah saying, "I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds." Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the word we need today, is that God will restore. Amen.
Amen.
That God would heal us of our wounds.
Yes.
Amen. We're in need of healing, brothers and sisters. Like Judah in Babylon. This is a strange land that we're living in right now.
Yes, sir.
Most of us can't even recognize what's going on. It does not look like the United States of America.
Amen.
And what we all witnessed on last week was something that was very disturbing.
Yes.
Things that we have seen in other countries that we just look at and take for granted, that will never happen where we are.
You're right.
But yet it did. Our new normal is one of separation, anxiety, apprehension, worry, and fear. But then, more than ever, we need the assurance that things are going to be okay.
All right.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. We need that assurance that if we wait on the Lord, that everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
And God will come to our rescue. Amen.
Amen.
God showed Jeremiah that in the future, there would be a day of great healing for the people. By their sins, the people had spiritually injured themselves, and their injuries, amen, was beyond healing. Amen. What we're seeing in our country, amen, are sins by people that have injured, amen, to the point, amen, of being incurable.
All right.
Can I get a witness?
All right.
Amen. Their wounds were incurable. Their case was hopeless. No one, not even the most capable attorney, could plead their case.
All right.
No human physician, amen, or available medicine could heal the wound their sin had afflicted on their lives. And much of what we experience, amen, is self-inflicted. Even their closest allies have forsaken them, caring, amen, nothing whatsoever for their welfare.
All right.
But no, the people's punishment came from the hand of God himself.
Yes.
Amen. God would often use, amen, heathen nations and heathen kings.
Yes.
Amen. As instruments of judgment and punishment upon his people. Amen. So they brought it on themselves, and God used a heathen nation to punish them.
All right.
Amen. And so due to their, amen, their terrible sins, the people stood guilty before him. But consequently, his hand of judgment had to strike them so that they would turn back to him, repent of their sins, and cry out for him.
Amen.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Some things that come upon us, God allows to happen so that we as a people, we as a nation, can turn back to him and repent of our sins. Is that all right?
Amen.
But also note the wonderful promise of the Lord. The day is coming when God will personally execute judgment on all the enemies of his people.
Amen.
All who oppress, plunder, and destroy his people will face judgment.
All right.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. So let's look at what God promised Judah. Amen. Look at what God promised Judah, and we can find and see the same, amen, applications in our daily walk. Amen.
Amen.
The promise, amen. God promised, first of all, to devour Judah's enemies.
Okay.
Amen. The promise was a gift of hope, amen, for a nation in deep despair. God assured the Israelites that no country was too far away for him to reach and to rescue.
Amen.
The Israelites' enemies, amen, would most certainly feel God's 1-2 punch, if you will.
Amen.
Amen. Here's what God said he would do. First of all, he would devour those who devoured Israel. He would destroy all of Israel's adversaries. He would turn captors into captives and make, amen, them slaves of another nation.
Amen.
He would turn Israel's enemies into the spoils of war.
Yes.
He would turn the tables, and Israel's enemy would become prey.
Yes.
Amen. God promised he would completely destroy the nations that had scattered Israel and now had scattered Judah.
All right.
Even though God would not let Israel's sin go unpunished. Brothers and sisters, at some point, amen, the sin that we commit, the unconfessed, the unrepentant actions that we commit, amen, one day has to be punished. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
If you don't confess it to the Lord, amen, sins, amen, must be and will not go unpunished. Amen.
Amen.
You remember how it used to be when you were growing up? I know in my life that sometimes when we get away with things, and
yes,
this is even now, when we get away with things, it gives us, it emboldens us to continue to commit that particular act because we didn't get caught. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. You know, and so some things when we did as children, we would not get caught. We thought we had got over, that we had gotten by. Amen. That nobody recognized the sin that we had committed. And so when mama finally got you, she would get you not only for what you had just done, but she would get you for the things that you had done in the past. Amen. The things that you thought perhaps she did not know about. Amen. And so that's the same way in our life and our walk with God. Amen. Unpunished sin, amen, gives rise to condition, amen, additional sin because we didn't get caught.
Amen.
A lot of our behavior gets rectified when we get caught.
You're right.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. If we don't get caught, we keep doing it because we feel like, amen, we can get away with it. But when we get caught, when God finally, if you will, catches us and deals with us, amen, it has a way of bringing us back to God.
Yes.
And so that's the good thing about it. God will punish us because he wants us back.
Amen.
He does not punish us to drive us away.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He would not allow, amen, them to be destroyed.
All right.
Why would God so, amen, severely punish the enemies of Israel? Amen. It's a question worth asking. Amen. Other nations had enemies. What was so special about Israel? Well, the answer is in verse number 17. Israel's enemies were mocking them, saying, "This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after."
Okay.
Amen. They were not only insulting Israel, but they were insulting God himself.
Yes.
Amen. For the nation of Israel was God's chosen people.
Yes.
The people whom God himself had appointed to spread faith in the one true and living God.
Amen.
And so when you curse God's people, you curse God.
Yes.
Amen. And then when you curse God, bang, God promised to devour, amen, Israel's enemies, and he will do the same for us.
All right.
Amen. No, he won't make, amen, literally our enemies our footstool. That action is reserved for Christ, who was crucified, amen, and resurrected.
Amen.
To put all of his enemies in their place beneath his feet. But in times of trouble, amen, whether from illness, amen, or persecution or disappointment, Christ did promise us this.
All right.
That he would never leave us alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We never have to, amen, brothers and sisters, it's good news. We never have to face sickness alone.
Thank you.
We never have to face financial hardships alone. We never have to face unemployment alone.
Amen.
We never have to face disappointment alone. We don't have to face this pandemic alone.
Amen.
Because Christ promised his followers, "Lord, I am with you always, always, in every situation, even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
Got to get a witness here. He did not say, notice, brothers and sisters, he did not say, I will be with you. He said, I am with you.
Yes.
I am with you in every situation.
Amen.
Always. That means he is with us in every circumstance. As we, the disciples of Christ, go through this life, he promises to be with us.
Yes.
Every step we take, every decision we make, every battle we have to fight, every sorrow we have to bear, amen, from without and within, until we join him in eternity.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
No enemy will be able to completely devour us, amen, for we are certifiably saved from utter destruction.
Amen.
As Israel made it with the help of the Lord, we also will make it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the Hebrew writer said, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. Amen.
Amen.
But there's yet more that God promised, amen, to Judah, and he also promises to us. God promised to restore the nation of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord promises, amen, Jeremiah in verse 18, that he will rebuild Jerusalem. Amen. The dwelling place of God. God says that the city shall be built upon her own heap. Amen. In other words, all the land shall be reclaimed and restored just as it was before, in the very same location that had been promised from generations before. Amen.
Amen.
Promised to generations before. How did they get into this mess in the first place, you might wonder? It was their assimilation into the idolatrous lives of their neighboring nations. In other words, they wanted to be like other nations.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Amen. They were not satisfied, amen, with a theocracy, that is, God, amen, led nation, but they wanted, amen, they wanted a king like other nations.
Yes.
Amen. They wanted to be like those around them. They tried to make them allies. Amen. First one, then another, but it always ended the same way, and it ended badly. Amen. All Israel managed to accomplish was to slip into idolatry and to begin to covet their heathen neighbors, amen, and what they had. That was one of the main reasons when, amen, the Israelites went into the promised land, that they were commanded to drive out the heathen nations and to conquer them, because God did not want them to be like the heathen nations. But Israel became complacent and comfortable where they were, and they allowed the heathen to change them.
All right. Amen.
All
right. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Amen. That's, we ought to be, amen, transformers and not conformers. Amen. We've got to transform them around us. Amen. And not be conformed to them. Amen. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Maybe you don't understand it from a theological point of view, but if I tell it to you like this, maybe it'll mean more to you. It's nothing wrong with the boat being on the water, but when the water gets in the boat, you got a problem.
Right.
Gotta get a witness here.
Amen.
That's what drew them away from God. Stuff.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's the same thing that draws us away from God.
Yeah.
Stuff. Uh-huh. We get sidetracked by stuff.
All right.
Possessions. Amen. And I'm not saying in and of themselves anything wrong with it. But anytime it takes a more prevalent place in your life than God, then stuff and possession or bad thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They can be material possessions, bigger houses, fancier cars, designer clothes, or they can be, amen, the game that comes on, amen, on Sunday, or the club meeting on Wednesday, or anything that draws you away from God. If you want to rebuild your faith, you've got to start at the foundation and set your priorities in order.
Amen.
Do you not hear the word saying, seek ye what? First the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then all of these things shall be added unto you. But the kingdom of God has to come first.
Amen.
Can I get a witness here? I'm sure God, even as he looks down upon us now, I'm sure he's amused by the irony of our present circumstance.
Amen.
In other words, where can we, amen, wear those pretty clothes now? Who's going to see our $300 purse?
All right.
Where is that expensive car parked in the driveway? Jesus warned us, saying, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what will he give in exchange? Soul.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
The soul is what's important.
Amen.
The soul is what, amen, goes back to be with God.
Amen.
The soul is the banana inside the peel. Men don't long for the, amen, the banana peel, but they long for what's on the inside.
Amen.
It's certain there were, amen, was more to the restoration of Israel than rebuilding the temple and reclaiming, amen, their farms and fields. When the Lord promised to restore the health of their nation, he was not merely affirming the promise of their renewed logistical health, but also their spiritual health.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we all have physical ailments and physical pains, and we're dealing from physical health issues, but we should not, amen, take lightly the spiritual health of our very being.
Amen.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Some of us can be just as, amen, broke down, amen, because of our spiritual health as it is our physical health. There would have to be a renewal of their covenant relationship with the Lord. They once again have to humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. If they did, God promised to hear from heaven and to heal their land. Is that right?
That's right.
No matter how far a person traveled away from God, if they were willing to make the return trip, God would make, amen, the time coming back a lot shorter than the time moving away from him.
Yes.
The trip home always seems shorter. Is that right?
All right.
And so God wanted them to come back home. This wasn't a new solution. It was an old solution for an old problem.
Yes.
And that problem was sin.
Amen.
If wayward Israel wanted to be saved from servitude, she would have to repent. In other words, turn away from their wicked ways.
Amen.
And it's the same solution for sinners and saints today.
All right.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Repentance, brothers and sisters, is the prerequisite for restoration. If you want restoration, if this country wants restoration, amen, amen, it will not come without repentance, amen.
Amen.
Our trepidation, our anxiety, our worry will continue if we don't turn from our wicked ways.
Amen.
Gotta get a witness here. God promised Israel, amen, he promised them that he would devour their enemies. Is that right?
Amen.
And restore their nation. But there was one more, amen, thing he promised them. God promised that Judah would sing again.
Amen.
Trying to get a witness here.
Amen.
Amen. God told Jeremiah that, amen, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. God would remove the burden of oppression that had taken them down the path to depression.
All right.
He would restore the joy of their salvation.
Uh-huh.
God promised to multiply them and to glorify them. Isn't it amazing how God is able, amen, to multiply,
all right,
and to glorify his people when they are oppressed.
Amen.
Amen. The taskmasters in Egypt, amen, the worse they got and the more they beat the Israelites,
yeah,
the more they oppressed them, the more they began to grow.
Yes.
Amen. They just had to wait on God's plan.
All right.
And I don't know how you feel about it today, but merit making sounds good to me right about now.
Uh-huh.
Right about now, amen, a good old church chicken dinner sounds like a great celebration. I dare say we would not know how to act, but right now I am glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Amen. The southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel would one day be reunited and God's chosen people would sing. Amen. That was God's promise. And
yes.
I heard the psalmist say, by the rivers of Babylon there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, harps don't belong on willow trees, but
right,
they belong in our hands.
Yes.
And we ought to be praising God with them.
Amen.
Amen. For they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us mercy. And sing us one of the songs of Zion.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
They didn't just want any song, but they said us, amen, they required of us mercy. They wanted them to sing a happy song.
Yes.
They wanted them to sing a celebratory song. And somebody said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. In other words, God has to be number one. And if I refuse to sing, then let, amen, my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. And not only will the Israelites sing, but we will sing again too. Is that right? There will come a time, amen, when we will be able to worship together without hesitation or without fear. We will be able to embrace one another again and shake one another's hands. We will be able to kiss our aging parents and grandchildren and celebrate our unity as God's children. We will celebrate our restoration. If you wait on the Lord, what we are going through right now will come to pass. Amen. This pandemic cannot outlive the mercy and the grace of God. When the season of trepidation is over and our restoration is on the horizon, we will find, amen, we will find out who is really on the Lord's side. Can I get a witness here? When the clarion call goes forth across the nation, announced by pastors everywhere, the restoration of worship service, the faithful will come. Just like Judah, we will cry out with thanksgiving and we shall be merry. And all I want to know today is, will you be in that number?
Yeah.
Will you come to the altar to pray, when you come to sing in the choir, when you come to study the word together, when you come to teach our children, when you come to help with mission work, will you come? The saints will come, amen, and I'm glad about that, but we will come to fulfill our promise to gather together and to praise our God for his goodness and his mercy toward us. The psalmist said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Can I get a witness here? Maybe you don't understand it that way, but the songwriter said, when all of God's children get together, oh, what a time it's going to be. Can I get a witness here? And I'm through today, but I need to tell you that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. But most of all, he restoreth my soul. Can I get a witness here? I know we've been beaten down and beaten up, amen, by the circumstances and situations of our life. But God will restore if we wait on him and trust in the Lord. Wait on the Lord, I say, amen. Or be of good courage and wait again. I say, on the Lord, he will.
He will.
He will restore.
Yes.
He will bring us from trepidation,
yes, sir,
to restoration.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Soon and very soon.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Quicker than right now, sooner than after a while.
Yes.
If we continue to trust in God,
amen,
he will restore us. America, if you want restoration, you've got to trust in the one true living God.
Yeah.
He must be number one.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Even if you love your country, you've got to love God more than you love country.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
You've got to love God more than husband and wife.
Amen.
God has to be first.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, unless you hate mother and father,
come on now,
you can't follow me. Was he saying that we ought to hate our loved ones? No. He was very simply saying that I must be first.
Amen.
I've got to be number one regardless of the situation and circumstance.
Amen.
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 Brother Mass is going to come and offer to you, those that perhaps are listening, you have not made a choice to make God, to make Christ your Savior. Amen. And this is a mighty good time to make that decision. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. The doors of the church is open. If you're here today, you don't know Jesus, when you come, Father ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree. And that way he got a chance to meet Jesus. You might not be short in stature, but you might have a lot of money. You might be delusional. You might go in without hope. But one thing you need is Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can have the